Brothers and sisters, at the morning service, I spoke on the grace of God who is the same yesterday and today. They are the grace of salvation, the grace of giving us beautiful heaven, and the grace of helping our weaknesses and restoring us. By His grace unchangingly poured upon us, today we celebrate the 43rd anniversary of our church. Today, we will look at how our God, who is the same yesterday and today, has been with us throughout the 43-year history of Manmin. As you listen to the message, I will give you some homework. As you listen to the message, if you are affected, if you are swayed by the atmosphere, well, when someone deceives you, you fall into temptation. But if we truly believe in God and trust Him, and it's our, also it's important to choose our church. We have our free will, and we live in a free society, and which church to attend, it is up to us to choose which church to attend and which kind of Christian life we are leading. Please check yourself today. Through today's message, as we celebrate the 43rd anniversary and look at our history, and please, I hope that while listening to the message, I hope that you will become more determined in walking this way. Please ponder over deeply whether this church's ministry is God's unchanging work or man's achievement or something that began in the spirit but is ending in the flesh. As for me, I will talk about what is happening today. I don't exaggerate things. I will be sharing the grace of God we have experienced. As you listen, you make a decision. In the past and even now, God is unchanging throughout the history of Manmin. As you realize this, I hope you run all the more vigorously. As you realize that God has been with Manmin, and this church has a history of, as you realize that, according to today's message, if you find that God has been unchanging with Manmin, I hope that you will determine that your faith will be more fervent and you will run all the more vigorously in faith. Brothers and sisters, in speaking of the grace and works of our unchanging God over Manmin's 43 years, the first is the ministry that has transformed us through the words of life. Our church has many things to boast of, but above all is the word of life. When we read the Bible, there are passages that are difficult and hard to understand, especially the last book of the Bible, Revelation, records the Lord's return, the seven-year tribulation, the millennial kingdom, the great white throne judgment, and New Jerusalem, the most beautiful place in heaven. But just because you read it repeatedly doesn't mean you understand its spiritual meaning. So, believers who study the Bible often ask their pastors. Of course, many Christians don't even read the Bible, but those Christians who met God and try to know who God is, they read the Bible diligently. And as they read the Bible, they have questions. They don't know what they mean. They don't know, understand the God's providence, and they don't especially understand the words in the Revelation. So they go to their pastors and ask questions. They try to find out what they mean. But most pastors cannot give clear answers. Some even say, it's not necessary to know. If you search too deeply, you may become legalistic, and it could lead, and it could even be harmful spiritually. They often teach, just believe. Receiving Jesus as Savior is enough. But it's not dangerous to know more of God. It's not dangerous to know more about God and His will. It leads us to earnestly live by His will and love Him more deeply. In 1 John chapter 2, faith is likened to little children, children, young children, and fathers. Of these, the highest level, the faith of fathers, is mentioned in 1 John chapter 2, verse 13. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know Him who has been from the beginning. If we could know God, even to His very origin, it will be a great blessing. This can be understood only when God Himself reveals it. For this church, through countless prayers and fastings of the shepherd, God explained the meaning of His words in the Bible and revealed the spiritual realm in detail, including heaven and hell. Concerning the cross alone, He let us deeply understand why Jesus is our Savior. Thus, our faith is not blind belief. We have a faith of love and gratitude. We have a faith that believes in God from the heart. And what about heaven and hell? We have heard, seen, and been taught about heaven's beauty and hell's horrors. Without knowing clearly about the heaven where we'll live forever, how could we truly hold hope for it or become faithful to the Lord with all our life? We know heaven in detail, but without knowing about heaven, we may think, heaven could be boring. Some Christians think that. What we are going to do in heaven? Others even think that. But if we think about heaven, we are very excited. If we experience good things on the earth, we think about, oh, we can have better things, more entertaining things in heaven. We can picture them. If you watch a movie, if you see some witch man's house, or if you see some spectacular beauty of nature, you think about heaven and how beautiful heaven would be. And you think about, we have such hope. This is a destination we have to go because we know things in detail. We can have hope for our eternal life. And in this church, we have messages that explain in detail and with precision, so we can have a faith that is not vague. We can believe like we can see and touch it ourselves. With such words of life, we are running toward the most beautiful heaven, New Jerusalem. Though the path is narrow and few find it, we've pressed on knowing that it is a way of eternal life and glory. And this grace did not end in the early days of our church, nor 20 years or 30 years ago. When we share the words, God is transforming us and leading us to New Jerusalem with the same grace. You may think, because the shepherd received this word, because shepherd is no longer here, is God's grace ended? Is the hope of New Jerusalem ended? Even now, God is pouring out His grace. The recently concluded lectures on Job consisted of 137 messages explaining in detail the meaning and God's profound will in each word. Surprisingly, the things that happened in the conversations between Job and his friends were so similar to our lives today, and the words God spoke to enlighten Job are also lessons given to us today. Now, so some members confessed after the sermons, they say to each other, "How does senior pastor know what happened in our family, in our home?" Some new members even asked, this is interesting, a new member even asked, "Did you notify the senior pastor of my situation? Did you tell her?" This is what the new member said. This is because they found the word applying to their lives and giving them an awakening. Many new members confessed the messages were easy to understand and made perfect sense. As they obeyed them, they received blessings and shared testimonies. Especially in 2025, we also have heard many of these testimonies. We were very happy. Even long-time members confess, "Now I can see more clearly how to become sanctified. All this is only by the God's grace and power." I'm very thankful for the words. And I also thankful for the timing. God is controlling and the Holy Spirit is controlling the timing. I'm very thankful. We just recently concluded the lectures on Job, and through the lectures on Job, we look back on the trials we've gone through. We remember the times when our evils were revealed. As we share those messages, we have no choice but to admit ourselves. We cannot even give an excuse. Actually, originally, these lectures were preached back in 1980s. But now, as it is being shared again, we are receiving greater grace because we remember that recently, while going through trials, we revealed our evil. So when we listen to this lecture, we can apply the message in ourselves and we can receive more grace, greater grace. Out of love, He gave us the word of life. As the word is shared, God is helping us discover ourselves through the Holy Spirit, and He has given the power to change answers and healing to those who obey. This has continued unceasingly throughout Mamen's 43-year history. In gratitude for such great grace, we must become Mamen who shares God's word more earnestly, obeys it, and proclaims the name of the Father God and the Lord to all the world. Among the grace and works, our God who is unchanging yesterday and today, this is the love of God and the will of God who wants to obtain true children. He doesn't just want us to receive salvation. If so, we don't even have to discover the original evil. We don't even go through such big trials. We can just have a comfortable Christian life. But we are aiming for a New Jerusalem. We have hope. And in order to enter New Jerusalem, we need to reveal the evil in detail, even in our depths, and we have to obey. That's why Father God gave us the words of sanctification, and through these words, and you receive grace through the messages. Has the grace stopped? Has the grace disappeared? That grace is still going on. And in a big way, even now in 2025. So God is unchanging yesterday and today. Among the grace and works of our God, who is unchanging yesterday and today, the second is His wondrous power. Psalm chapter 62 verse 11 says, power belongs to God. And John chapter 4 verse 48, unless you people see signs and wonders, you simply will not believe. Before He bore the cross, during His three-year public ministry, Jesus also performed great power, leading many to God. Matthew chapter 4 verse 23 records, Jesus was going throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every sickness among the people. Even Jesus, the Son of God, performed works of power so people could gain true faith. Then how much more is power needed in this end time that is drenched in sin and evil? Without power, even though you receive grace through the words of truth, it is difficult for you to have true faith. Without power, especially in this church, we are pointing out sins. We are emphasizing we have to cast off sins, and we emphasize prayer. Even when another person hates us and we feel troubled and we feel agonized, when we have ill feelings towards a person who hates us, just because we have ill feelings, we have to repent. But out in the world, people don't even repent. Because another person hates us first. They don't need to repent. They don't think this is a fault. But, mommy members, when another person hates us, if we don't love them back, this is something we repent of. And we also pray to achieve the love of the Lord. This is the pure gospel of the words of truth, and we have to practice it. Without God's power, without God's love, how could we walk this path? That's why, in order to lead us to New Jerusalem, God gave us the gospel of holiness, and in order to help us practice it, God is working with us with the power, and through this power, He is leading many souls to salvation. Through God's power, we can meet the living God. Diseases are healed and problems are solved. What great grace this is. Since its early days, this church has witnessed God's great and wondrous power. Because the shepherd himself received healing at the threshold of death and met God, he devoted himself to leading many to God through works of power. The shepherd himself, he received the guidance when his sister shared the gospel first, he didn't believe it. He said, human beings are traveling to the moon, so how could there be God? When he first heard the gospel, he didn't hear it. But when he was on the threshold of death, when he visited church and he got healed of all diseases, he could not doubt God. So he came to have perfect trust in God. And he realized that even in this end time, when people have knowledge, even people have hardened hearts, but once they receive and experience God's power, they begin to believe. That's how he realized. So he conducted a ministry of God's power. Countless people have been healed of the sicknesses, free from disabilities, and given new hope in the midst of pain and despair. Above all, they've been led onto the way of salvation by believing in God and accepting the Lord as Savior. Such works of power did not end in the early days of this church, nor 20 years or 30 years ago. Throughout the 43-year history, has the works of God stopped? 30 years ago, has it stopped? No, throughout the 43-year history of Mount Min, God has worked the same way. in the same way. Hallelujah. Think about that. Even during the times of trials, God's power did not stop. During the times of trials, did God take a break? Remember, 1998, 1999, and during the great trials that started from 2018, during these trials, did God's power stop? Did people leave the church because God's power stopped? God's power. And especially people who left the church, it would be better for them to experience God. And when, especially when they have a disease, they rely on God and get healed and receive answers. And like they can become healthy without medicine or medication. But what kind of life they are living? But in this church, even when we are in agony, God has demonstrated us that He is still working with us, and that He demonstrated that He still loves the shepherd, and He demonstrated it through power. Even during the times of trial, everyone, if my word is a lie, you can leave the church. If this is a lie, you can leave the church. If God's work has stopped during the trials, if people have stopped being healed, if people no longer experience God's power during the divine healing meeting, if God's power stopped 30 years ago, but if God's works have disappeared, but in fact, we have continued to witness God's works. Even during the times of trial, God's power did not stop. And especially this year, we have heard many testimonies from new members, which brought us great joy. And above all, our church workers went out on the streets and shared the gospel earnestly and visited the souls. Some of you may think, because we went through trials, it is difficult to share the gospel. But they went and shared the gospel. So they are bold. These people, these church workers are bold because they themselves have experienced God's work, and they went out on the streets and shared the gospel. And some people came to them and asked. Some people on the street came to them and asked, "Why are you so happy?" So they opened their hearts and accepted the gospel and came. Even though the medicine has advanced a lot, people still suffer with diseases and still suffer with a lot of problems. And they wonder, can I be healed at the church? And we confess, this is true. We are really healed. And these people wanted to come to church. And after they come to church, they experience healing. And also, as they lead a Christian life, they experience God's work. So now I want to thank all those people who go out on the streets and share the gospel, and may you receive a lot of blessings. And one of the church workers told me, recently I have two long laps. We welcome all of them. We received some joyful news, and as I shared them, I hope that you feel that Father God is still working with us today. So this is, he was healed of lumbar spinal stenosis and glaucoma. His testimony, I'm a newcomer who registered on March 6th. For a long time, I suffered from severe back pain. Whenever I stood up from a chair and straightened my back, sharp pain struck. The pain worsened when I stood or walked for a while. From my thighs down to my calves and feet, I constantly felt numbness and pulling pain. Even after walking a short distance, my legs grew weak and numb, and I had to stop and rest often. Climbing stairs was difficult, my knees would give away, and even lifting my feet became hard. My ankle often twisted, making daily life very inconvenient. A year ago, a medical checkup revealed that the fourth and the fifth lumbar vertebrae were compressed, and I was diagnosed with a spinal stenosis. But the doctor said surgery would be difficult and that I would have to live with it for the rest of my life. Even with medication, there was no improvement, and I sank deeper into despair. Then one day, I met Senior Deaconess Hwasoo Kim on the street, heard about God's power, and on March 6th, I registered at the church. After that, I heard about the Divine Healing Meeting and tried to fulfill the measure of justice as I listened to the senior pastor's only Bible messages. Finally, on March 28th, I attended the Divine Healing Meeting. When senior pastor prayed for the sick, it felt like a burning fire came strongly into my heart, and I felt something suddenly leaving my body. At that moment, as I moved, I noticed that the pain which had tormented me was completely gone, and my body felt light as if it could fly. Moreover, my eyesight, which had declined after glaucoma surgery a year ago, was restored, and now I can see clearly. Let's give glory and thanks to Father God. Such testimonies, we heard about those testimonies 40 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago. It's not a testimony from a long time ago. It's from 2025, from a member who recently registered. And Jongsu Kim, healed of knee pain. I lived in China until my 50s. From that time, pain began in my right knee, but I thought little of it and went on with my daily life. In 2008, I came to Korea and worked in construction, but the pain in my right knee made it difficult. Although I bore the pain and managed to work somehow, in the end, the pain worsened and I was unable to continue working and had to remain at home. At the hospital, the doctor said that the cartilage in my knee joint had worn away, so the bones were rubbing against each other, causing the pain. They recommended artificial joint surgery, but the cost was very high, and they said I would need another surgery in 10 years, so I gave up. I suffered with knee pain for over 20 years, but by the guidance of my senior deaconess, Mi Kyung Koo, my neighbor, I registered at the Central Church this March. After registering at Mamin Church, except for 1 month in June when I visited China, I attended every week and listened to senior pastor's messages. Amazingly, I could understand the sermons. And I came to believe that God is alive and that heaven and hell are real. Especially when the parish leader visited me and shared the message of the cross. She explained about man's eyes, nose, mouth, and ears, and how they are all placed in the same way. I was so amazed. I came to believe that God created all things and that heaven and hell are real. The parish leader also taught me about tithes. When I heard the message on tithes, I obeyed immediately and gave my tithes. I felt so happy attending worship. As my district leader and sub-district leader encouraged me to join Mami Summer Retreat, I prepared the fee and attended. She had a knee pain, and she was told to join the summer retreat, and she decided to join. So what happened next? On the first day, when I was returning to my room after the divine healing meeting, the elevator was so crowded. My cell leader suggested we take the stairs. Actually, this was a blessing. To my surprise, I climbed all the way up to the 10th floor with no problem. She's a good-hearted because she obeyed the suggestion of the cell leader. And she went up to 10th floor with no problem. Walk up the stairs. Before, I couldn't even imagine walking up to the 10th floor by stairs, but I was able to climb all the way to the 10th floor where my room was without any pain. The next day, I walked down from the 10th floor without pain. Since then, I have been able to go up and down to my home on the 2nd floor without any pain. I give thanks and glory to God who healed my knee pain from which I suffered for over 20 years. She has suffered for 20 years. Actually, it was impossible for her to receive healing, but by God's power, she got healed. Our students, our younger young adults, he as she got healed, she's like six. She's very old, but I give thanks to God for that wonderful power. Another person, Changyun Park, healed of vision loss from retinal vessel rupture in both eyes. 6 years ago, due to severe stress from business, the blood vessels in both of my retinas ruptured. About 5.5 years ago, I underwent 4 surgeries, 2 on each eye, at a major hospital. But afterward, my eyesight declined to the point of where I could not even pass the driver's license vision test. Then on May 17 this year, the very first Sunday I attended Mami Church through the guidance of Deaconess Aja Kim, I was deeply moved by their sermon. As I listened, I realized the wrongdoings of my past. After registering, I eagerly attended the Sunday services and Daniel prayer meetings without fail, listening to messages such as the message of the cross. From the 5th week of my attendance, I began to experience gradual improvement in my vision. And I attended a summer retreat, and when senior pastor prayed for the sick, I suddenly saw the words Mami Central Church clearly with my eyes. It was truly amazing. After the retreat, when my eyesight was checked again, both eyes improved to about 20/40, and my right eye to about 20/30. Hallelujah. This September, I was even able to obtain my driver's license again. Not only was it difficult to see things far away, but even nearby objects were unclear. I had to use an unusually thick magnifying glass just to read the Bible. And even with them, I could not read for long. But after receiving healing, I can now read the Bible well. With great joy, I threw away the thick magnifier. Now I can read the Bible without that thick magnifier. I am so thankful to God who allowed me to meet Mom in church, receive grace, and be healed Now I'm attending Sunday services and Daniel prayer meetings faithfully to lead a diligent life of faith. And as I listen to the word, I understand it better. I give all thanks and glory to our Father God who led me to Mom in and healed me. Due to lack of time, I cannot share all the testimonies. I think you remember those testimonies. These are testimonies shared recently. And whenever we have a divine healing meeting, we have overflowing testimonies. Father God, who is the same yesterday and today, has always been with Mami throughout the 43-year history with great and amazing power. And in the future, He will be glorified with even greater works of power. To our Almighty Father God, we give thanks and glory.
하신 아버지의 은혜를 더 전할 수가 없네요.
For lack of time, I cannot mention all the works of God that have been unceasingly manifested throughout the 40 years of history.
잠깐 쉬었어도 행복하였고요. 그리고 오늘 공연 때 보시겠습니다.
We have never stopped praying for the last 43 years. We have never stopped being faithful. We have never stopped. Also, we will watch the performance, and during the, all these years, we developed the Christian culture, performing arts culture, and as our younger generations are growing up, we will grow and develop those Christian culture all the more. Especially, we are also about to enter the new sanctuary. And based on, what we have achieved, we will fulfill more great things. That's what. Let me conclude message, brothers and sisters. As I mentioned in the introduction, looking back on the history of Manmin, have you confirmed that Manmin is a church where God is with us, guarantees us, and loves us? You may think, are those all achievements of men? No. It's the church established by God Himself. It's a church led by God Himself. And is still being loved by God Himself. We are sure that we are this kind of church. What we have accomplished is truly God's work, and it wouldn't have been possible without Him. We must strive all the more to obey His will so that we can fulfill His work with us. When we do so, God's glory will shine forth more brightly. This is not something I can do alone, but something that all pastors, elders, deaconesses, deacons, and members have to accomplish together. I hope that the joy of this 43rd anniversary will lead to even greater happiness at the 45th, 44th, and that we will glorify God, who is the same yesterday and today, with even more people. To our Lord God, who is always with Manmin, we give all thanks and glory.
Hallelujah, our Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all the members who are receiving this prayer now. May you work in ways that transcend space and time for your children all over the world. I ask you to give them faith by which they can believe from the heart, drive away their negative thoughts and doubts, and make all their tests and tribulations go away. Scorch them from head to toe, all of their organs, intestines, bones, nerves, tissues, and cells with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and work with the original light. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy devil, all diseases, germs, and weaknesses go away. May the light come upon them. Please cleanse them of all terminal and incurable diseases by scorching them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria, all contagious and infectious diseases and related symptoms such as cold, coughing, fever, and flu go away. May you protect them from all diseases, heal them of all kinds of cancers, including monastic cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressures, heart disease, pulmonary or gastric disease, diabetes, women's disease, dermatitis, thyroid problems, and all kinds of inflammations. I ask you to perfectly heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Make all kinds of pain go away, including backache, headache, and neuralgia. All mental diseases like epilepsy, autism, depression, manic depression, panic disorder, neurosis, dementia, go away. All kinds of paralysis go away. May they stand up, walk, and leap. Please make them see better or hear better. May the blind begin to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Father, perfectly heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents and make their broken bones knit back together. Make their skins fully recover from burns. All burning sensations and heat go away. Father, please keep them from having any scar. Cleanse them of addiction to all kinds of drugs and poisoning. Make their dead nerves and cells regenerate. Make the dead revive. Father, may you bless infertile couples with a child. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all evil spirits, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, and their servants, go away. All evil spirits, dirty spirits, deceitful and crafty spirits, and separating and deceiving spirits, all darkness, go away. Darkness be driven away, and all the bonds of wickedness be loosed. May the light come. Father God, please give us strength to cry out in prayer and empower us to cast off sins and become sanctified. Make everything go well with them as their soul prospers and help them evangelize their families as well. All through the week, may you protect us from all accidents and disasters and bless us to lead a prosperous life where nothing goes wrong. Please protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and businesses with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and your blazing eyes. Give our students wisdom and understanding and let them have more fervor and passion to study hard. Protect their hearts and minds from being taken away by the world. Bless our students to love you more fervently. Please bless your children to lead a life where they do everything to your glory, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Bless them to always confess with their lips, I've met and experienced God, I've received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. May you be glorified alone. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.